Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mound Talk with Sioux City Explorers Manager Steve Montgomery. Mound Talk is a weekly program that gives you, the fans, the opportunity to ask the Explorers Manager questions about the team, baseball or sports in general, or just seek Steve's wisdom about life events that are going on. In this week's episode, the Skipper talks to us about how difficult it is to stay focused on hot days during baseball games. He provides some relationship advice to a man out there. And what's the best April Fool's Day prank that was ever pulled on the Skipper? Let's find out on Mound Talk.
Well, let's welcome back Manager Steve Montgomery. Steve, do you have team updates for us?
Yeah, we just yesterday agreed to terms, even though I don't think it's out to the public yet, on a AAA guy by the name of Dario Pisano. Dario is a guy that I could be misspeaking here, but I think he was with the Mets last year, and then went in the summer set, played a handful of games, like 15, was dealing with a hernia last year. So numbers are kind of askew, and we were able to come to terms with him, and we're very excited to add him. He's a guy who has played at AAA level. He's really reminds me a lot of Kevin Taylor when he was with Laredo and Sioux Falls. He's a guy that is going to walk probably more than he strikes out. He's a guy that's not going to hit, he's not going to wow you by hitting 20 homers, but he's a guy that's very capable in our league, especially in my ballpark, of hitting 30 doubles, you know, maybe 5 to 7 triples, and maybe getting to that double-digit mark in homers. On top of that, he's a guy that should be near the league leaders, in my opinion, in on-base percentage. And obviously, you know, we like the fact that he can get on base. And, you know, he's never really stolen a lot of bases, but, you know, I don't know if he's ever been in a green light system like we like to do, like we like to use, where you get a jump and you steal the bag. So, you know, we'll just have to see how that all plays out on the running side.
Well, gee, you having a guy who can run on the base pass for you. What a surprise.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, it's kind of been our little tiny niche that we've been able to find inside of the American Association. And, you know, we're going to, hopefully it continues. And, you know, I think with Major League Baseball not releasing so many guys, we haven't gotten, if you look at our roster right now, it's not like it's really built entirely around speed. It's kind of who you can get your hands on right now with everything that's going on. So, you know, we're very excited to add him, and, you know, that gives us a little more depth. You know, we have Chase Harris, Zawada, Ramirez, Pisano, you know, in the outfield, so we can kind of, you know, Dario plays anywhere in the outfield, so, you know, we can kind of maybe float the DH around a little bit.
Well, let's jump into fan questions this week, and we start with Chuck, who says, a question I think everybody would like to ask, at this point, is the May 16th start of the season still full speed ahead?
As we speak today, yes, it is. I'm expecting more of a decision as far as what's going on. I know right now we've pushed spring training back a week. We've shortened it to 5 days. And then, you know, we're looking at the opener being at the opening date. Do I think that's going to happen? I don't know. I'm not prevalent or privy to make that decision or have that decision. So, you know, I expect something to be said next week at the end of the week. And, you know, I know that, our commissioner and our owners are looking at all options, and they're going to do whatever it takes to get a season in, but also in the same breath, doing what's best for our fans and community to fight what's going on in our nation today.
Next up is Ian, who would like to know, do you think that this virus makes it harder for guys to bond as teammates because of the social distancing things, or will players get back to normal when they can get into the locker room?
As soon as you get into the locker room, I think it's normal. I do believe that this is going to be a virus that changes, in my opinion, hygiene. I think you'll see a lot more people washing their hands and doing all the things necessary to stop spreading stuff. That's the biggest thing I think that'll change. But as soon as you get back to back into the clubhouse, it's not like when I see a guy that I know, I'm not going to shake his hand and I'm going to, you know, give him an old bow or an elbow bump. I'm not doing that. I'm shaking everybody's hands just like you should. So I don't think that's going to affect inside the clubhouse. I think things will get right back to normal as soon as we can get back to normal.
Andrew would like to know, do you think it will be no fun to watch Major League Baseball games with no fans in the stadium if they go with that proposal?
No, I think it would enhance the viewer's perspective for the game of baseball, and this is why. You could do a lot of fun things. You're going to hear how loud the bats are, so you need to put a mic in close. You can. There's a lot, like, we can really change how we view baseball games. Like, I think you put mics in close now. I also think that you you mic up the people like ESPN did in the spring training games. I think you can do that. I also think you can get unique angles that you can't get because there's fans in the stands, so you can't get that close to the action, right? I'd like to see a camera directly behind home plate, like where a scout would sit, right? So you have the view of, like, what a hitter looks like, you know, because let's be honest, Rob, when you're watching the game on ESPN and you see 99 miles an hour, right, you're sitting there and you're like, yeah, it says 99, but doesn't look 99, right?
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden you go to a St. Paul Saints game and a guy comes in there like Keith that's blowing 98, 99, and you're seeing how quick that gets to the plate. You are like, holy moly. But you don't get that view from TV. So I really think Major League Baseball can really enhance what the average fan that's not at the game can see now on TV, and they can maybe take advantage of it.
I think that's an excellent point, because, like, when I go out to the bullpen before games and watch the starter warming up and kind of chat with guys out there and stuff like that, I'm like, man, just the sound off the glove a lot of times is like, wow.
and that's what I would like to do is with Major League Baseball is kind of put a mic somewhere close so you can hear the mitt and then you can hear the bat. Because, you know, I mean, you've been to enough games where now when you hear that sound, and you know what sound I'm talking about, you're like, okay,
yeah,
that's gone.
Yeah.
You hear it. Like, we, as managers and coaches, we hear that sound off the bat, no matter how many fans are in the stands, because we are so close to the action. We hear it, and we're like, you know, you're either yes, because it's your team, or it's a, oh, man. Because it's their team, right? So you hear that sound off the bat.
Next up, we have Sam, who would like to know, is it hard to focus in games on really hot days?
No. I mean, I don't think so, but you're only asking me as a coach, you know. As a player, it's very hard to play in those 11 o'clock in the morning games because you get used to a schedule. That would be like in the common world, non-baseball, that you work a day shift for the first three weeks, and then all of a sudden they say, okay, your last shift was Friday, but we're going to start you on Sunday midnight shift. So it's like, you don't even, you know, and I'll even say one better, Saturday. So you only have X amount of hours to do it. You know, these guys get on a routine, whether it's waking up at 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock. Even on travel days, it gets to be a little bit, you know, you see their routine that's broke up. So baseball is very much a routine. You hear managers all the time, even when they're in pressure games, pressure situations, we want to stick to our routine. And, you know, when you mess up that routine, it makes it a little more difficult.
That makes total sense. Next up we have Leo, who says, with free agency the way it is, do you think there will ever be a Cal Ripken guy who plays with the same team for 25-plus years?
Only one I can think of right now is Trout. The game has changed where everybody's friends now. I don't think you had that person. Like, I used the NBA as an example back in the 80s. There was no way Michael Jordan was going to play for Detroit. There was no way Larry Bird was going to play for the Lakers. They didn't like each other. And now that time has obviously changed, Larry Bird will have a conversation with Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson, and they're friends now. But when they were on the field, they are on the court, they weren't friends. Major League Baseball, back in the 80s, there were teams that didn't like each other. Now it seems like when you get an all-star game together, even in our league, everybody's friendly and such. So I think times have just definitely changed to where everybody's friends, and let's be honest, your best recruiters are your players, because your players have played with this guy and they're friends and this, that. And that's how a lot of times managers end up getting people. So, you know, times have changed. So I don't, you know, with the exception of Mike Trout, might be the last one that's maybe going to play, you know, that 15, 20-year mark with one team.
Next up is a guy referring to himself as a guy who says, "Mongo, I got a kind of tough one for you. The best friends of my wife and I are going through a tough patch in their marriage. So my friend tells me that they have decided to try new things to see if they can spice things up to improve their marriage. So he wants to know if he could sleep with my wife and I could sleep with his. First off, never expressed any desire to do something like that. Second, no one touches my wife, so not in any way in hell is that happening. Now I can't even look at this guy. I find that his suggestion was way out of bounds. Do you think I'm overreacting?"
No, I don't think you're overreacting. Marriage is a bond. It's a, it's like a holy grail, per se. And, there are, people out there that I think it's called swinging, that's what they do. So that's not my cup of tea, and I don't think you're out of bounds for reacting the way you are. I don't think his marriage, yeah, you want to be a friend and everything, but at the end of the day, how his marriage works is really none of your business, and how your marriage works is really none of his business. Even though you're friends, you want to have sounding boards off, that you want to be able to talk to your friends about anything, and you have one or two of those in your life. But at the end of the day, I don't think exchanging wives would be the best thing to do in the interest of being able to save a marriage.
I'd have to say, too, is that bringing someone else's bad marriage into your marriage isn't helping yours any.
So. No.
Devin would like to know, with this shelter in, are you stir crazy yet?
Yeah, it's getting to that point where, the one good thing is I find that my kids are able to really keep up on their schoolwork, which is a good thing. They don't have a lot of extra curricular activities going on, so they can really concentrate on the school part. But I'm missing, minor league baseball is supposed to open up today or tomorrow or yesterday, one of those days. And normally we'd be just getting ready. I'd be getting ready to go up to Sioux City any day now. So I'm definitely missing, just going and baseball and being able to watch live sports on TV. I mean, there's a lot of things that have been affected by this, but it's in the best interest of our nation to self-quarantine. So the stir craziness is setting in. I need a haircut so badly, and I need a shave so badly. So I've decided not to do either until this is all done.
Teresa would like to know if guys can tell when a girl has a crush on them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I knew right when my wife saw me, she had a crush on me. So, it just is what it is. And my wife's looking at me like, "You got to be kidding me." But I think they know. Guys, especially people that that have been around each other for a little while, kind of understand what flirting is and everything like that. So I definitely think a guy could know when a girl has a crush on him.
Our next question comes from Mike, who would like to know, cat or dog person, Steve?
Dog, no doubt about it, dog all the way. I have two dogs now. I have, people might be a little bit shocked. I have a standard poodle who you just heard barking in the background, and I have a toy poodle. So my wife and my son have allergies. So cats and dogs that shed are not our cup of tea. So I'm definitely a dog person.
Billy would like to know, with Easter around, what's the best Easter candy?
Oh, no doubt about it. There is not one question. Peanut butter eggs. It is by far my favorite. I'm a Reese peanut butter cup guy, and you give me those Reese peanut butter cup eggs, I will take down 20 at a time. I cannot put those down. It is my kryptonite. And I remember as a kid, my parents used to get me this peanut butter egg that weighed like 2 pounds. And it was from Gorant Candies. And oh my gosh, I told my parents like when I was probably 10 years old and started to have a voice inside of my house. You know, when you're 9 years old, you don't have a voice. You do what your parents say. Well, I started to get a voice like at 10 or 11, like, hey, can we just, I don't want one of those big chocolate bunnies that are hollow. Here's what I want. I want 3 peanut butter eggs, and I want just a chocolate bunny that's solid. And then you can save your money on your jelly beans and all that stuff. So I am definitely a peanut butter egg guy.
And we end this week with Chris, who says, hey, Steve, last week you answered the best prank you've ever pulled, but what's the best prank that's ever been pulled on you?
Oh, man. There's been several pranks pulled on me. One of the better ones that had a funny result was, you know, you have shower shoes inside of a locker room, right?
Yeah.
And so when you come in, you know, you change and you get into like your shorts and your sliding shorts and then normally you don't put your socks on, you just put your shower shoes on. Well, I used to lay my shower shoes kind of out from, and I dry my shower shoes. It's funny, but I dry them because I don't want my shower shoes to stink or anything. So I lay them out facing away from my locker, and I just slide them in and I go. Well, someone had nailed my shower shoes down into the concrete with a nail gun, and I went to slide in them and walk, and they weren't moving, and I fell straight over like a tree. Fell over. That was a pretty good one. And then back in the day, obviously, I had been, let's just call it some very hot ointment was put into my sliding shorts. It woke me up a little bit on that morning game. I was fortunate for me. I wasn't pitching that day. And the other one was actually pulled off in Sioux City. A friend of mine that was on the Explorers at the time, I was pitching for the Redhawks. This would have been 2002, or maybe 2001. I think it was 2002, though. I had pitched that night, and so he knew that I was down the next day. And when I showed up the next day, my entire baseball stuff was in my locker, frozen in a complete block of ice. So that's another one that'll go down in prank lore. So I've had several pulled on me.
That's awesome. Steve, thanks for joining us this week.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob.
We want to thank Manager Steve Montgomery for joining us on Mound Talk this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Sioux City Manager, please send them to us at asksteve@minorleaguesportsupport.com. That's asksteve@minorleaguesportsupport.com. Please have your questions to us by Wednesday evening so we can give the skipper a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on Mound Talk.